For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The firefighter who died while helping to evacuate an apartment complex in Columbia will be remembered with services on Thursday. Memorial services for Lieutenant Bruce Britt will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Crossing Church in Columbia. Britt, a 23-year veteran of the Columbia Fire Department, died Saturday when a walkway collapsed as he was evacuating people from the University Village apartments. He was trapped beneath rubble when the walkway collapsed. The department says Britt was taken to University Hospital Saturday, where he was pronounced dead. Firefighters were called to University Village apartments just after 4 a.m. Saturday. No residents were injured, but MU student Gazwan Alway says he saw the firefighter fall while walking on a part of the balcony that was hanging down. During the evacuation, some second-floor residents had to climb down a ladder out of their windows. The apartment complex, built in 1956, houses students with children, married students, single graduate students, and students older than 21. University Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton says structural engineers have been brought in to examine the building. He says all other residential life facilities owned by the university are being inspected and that all of the university's buildings would be examined today to ensure structural integrity. Flags on all city buildings in Columbia will be flown at half-mast for 30 days in honor of Britt. The Adult Education Department of Columbia Public Schools will start the spring semester with 15 to 20 new community classes. The new classes, ranging from dance to cooking to gardening, will start this week. Elizabeth Tate is the Community Educational Coordinator of Adult Education at Columbia Public Schools. She says the classes focus on popular activities.
The things that we try to incorporate into the new classes are current trends, whether it's in food or marketing or digital media. We try and see what's happening out in the world today and how we can bring that to Columbia and the surrounding area.
The instructors of each class are qualified instructors who are experts in their field. Tate says she wants to create a fun educational place for the community to learn new skills.
I mean, it kind of goes back to just offering a variety of courses. So whether someone needs to learn Excel better for their job or whether they want to learn cloth diapering for a family, change that's coming along, it kind of varies. So they can improve all aspects of their life from professional to personal.
The classes will run until early May. Candidates for Congress and state offices will line up at the Secretary of State's office in the state capitol this week to file for the 2014 election. Filing opens on Tuesday and runs until March 25th. All 163 state House seats are up for re-election, as well as 17 Senate seats. The Republicans currently hold 108 seats in the House and have 24 of the Senate's 34 spots. The state auditor's race is the only statewide contest on the ballot. Republican auditor Tom Schweik is seeking re-election and has not announced Democratic opposition. All eight of Missouri's U.S. House members also face re-election. Missouri lawmakers are considering an overhaul of the state's payday loan industry that would give borrowers more time to pay back a loan. The legislation passed by the Missouri Senate last week also would stop borrowers from renewing a loan and would remove a cap on the amount of fees and interest lenders can charge. Thousands of people holding flickering candles marched through Springfield to remember a 10-year-old girl who was kidnapped and killed less than a week ago. The Springfield News Leader reports family members of Haley Owens led the procession Saturday night while onlookers filled sidewalks. Haley was abducted Tuesday while she walked in her quiet Springfield neighborhood. Police believe her captor killed her in the few hours before he was caught. Craig Michael Wood is charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and armed criminal action in the fourth grader's death. The 45-year-old is being held without bond in Greene County Jail. The City of Columbia's Planning and Zoning Commission voted Thursday night to recommend approval of a large student housing development project near the MU campus. KBIA's George Dumontier reports the proposed development, located between Providence Road and 5th Street, is pushing forward despite uncertainties about downtown Columbia's infrastructure.
The Planning and Zoning Commission's approval doesn't mean the structure is guaranteed to be built. This is not an easy task. Development Services Manager Patrick Zenner says, strictly from a zoning perspective, the project meets all requirements.
The decision that the commission made was to support the project based on its compliance and its value that it adds, not necessarily in any means consenting to the issue of utilities and the capacity thereof is available.
But the approval of this project is ultimately a matter for City Council, and it's contingent on a number of things, most importantly, improving downtown infrastructure. City Manager Mike Mathis says the infrastructure is already maxed out. After the proposed tax increment financing district was voted down Monday night, City Council is now looking for other ways to finance the necessary infrastructure improvements. But developers have timelines of their own, and if the necessary infrastructure improvements can't be guaranteed, they'll start to back out. Third Ward Councilman Carl Scala hopes City Council can agree on a plan to finance these improvements and set them in motion after a retreat in mid-March.
I would like to believe that we can get something in place with some assurances to at least encourage these developers who have these projects in line, that there are some assurances that they can expect the infrastructure will be in place within a couple of years.
The student housing project hopes to begin leasing in 2016. Scala says it's unclear if the infrastructure will be ready. But as there are currently 7 development projects lined up, he says the City Council shouldn't feel too rushed about any one project. George DeMontier, KBIA News.
Missouri House members could consider a proposal that would require voters to show official photo identification at the polls. There are 2 elements. A constitutional amendment requiring voter approval would allow a photo ID, and a bill would outline the details in state law. House Majority Leader John Deal says the chamber could work on the proposal this week. Lawmakers have sought to enact the requirement previously in Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.